Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Circling back podcast here. Hey, Dylan, been looking for a nicotine pouch that goes hard and lasts long.
Then let's talk about Lucy, Dave, the Lucy Breaker.
Oh, yeah.
The Lucy Breaker is 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. It comes in 4 or 8 milligrams. It's got a flavor capsule inside. You bite down on it. It is so good and gets you dialed in.
Tell me about these flavors.
All right, we got mango. We got mint. My favorite is actually apple ice.
Ooh, okay. Could I interest you in some espresso?
I'll try the espresso, sure. I haven't had that one yet.
I like that.
If you want to try Lucy, go to lucy.co/trylucy and use promo code TRYLUCY to get 20% off your first order. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every customer is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is the Unafraid Show, the College Football Apostles edition. I'm George Reiser. This is Ralph Amsden. And you guys, this is what Thursday is. It's going to be all college football all the time. And we got a bunch of really good things up for you guys today. Can you build a college football roster through the transfer portal? Because there are people that are trying. And then there are people who are saying, we can't because we don't have any money. And Brian Kelly, he was one of the people because he can't get a defensive line at LSU. Is he taking the wrong approach? We got to talk about Boise State's head coach, Spencer Danielson. He's like, listen, y'all freshmen, y'all ain't making no bread around here. And then the statements got amended. I wonder why. Sonny Dykes says that there are two different college footballs, in Division I at least, that there's the Alabamas and then there's the Louisiana Techs. And we'll talk about that, whether there should be a split. And the ACC is trying to get broken. Well, it's trying to get Pac-12. And we'll explain all of that today here on the College Football Apostles, presented by Unafraid Show. All right, so Ralph, can you build a roster in college football through the transfer portal? Because you have Deion Sanders, who's trying to do it over at Colorado. You have other teams that have shifted their focus away from high school recruiting, which I think is an insanely ridiculous move. And they've translated into, oh, we're going to get everything we need out of the portal. But when you look at the portal, Ralph, just the sheer numbers, and there's a video on this on the Unafraid Show about just the sheer staggering number of players that are in the transfer portal and why they transfer. Offensive linemen, top offensive linemen, don't really transfer very often. So it's going to be damn near impossible to build a competitive, in terms of league championship or national championship, offensive line, mostly through the portal. And like, you can get spot players who are looking for big money, but it's not normally, you know, like, it's mainly guys that are going to take a year to develop or aren't, you know, or who can turn into potential NFL players, but aren't quite there yet.
You're going to turn me into Bill Clinton here. It depends on what the definition of is. Right? Can you build a college football team through the portal? Are you talking about a team that takes the field? Because Deion already did that. He pushed,
yeah, but that's
87 people out of the program.
Take the field.
Right. But so we're getting into the question of, like, George, is a Jackson Pollock art?
Yes.
Okay, you know, I would agree too. I would agree too. There's a lot of people that are like, that's just dots. But we've got Jackson Pollock that have sold for $200 million. So it really just depends on if it eventually works. And I think we're too early in the process to know. I do think it's interesting that you had a sit down with Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State University. He outlined his philosophy to you, which was that if you're going to have to build through the portal, your goal should be roster balance. Right? That you should still be building according to the plans that have always been there, which is you should have some underclassmen, you should have some upperclassmen. The rules of college football and what makes a team should still apply, even if you have to go to other college football teams, other collegiate athletes, to be able to fill in that sequence.
All right. So I look at transfer portal the way that teams used to build through JUCO. I think that that's the way you should look at it. Sometimes players come out of JUCO with 3 years. Some of them come out with two. Some of them come out with one. Is that when you're building an actual program, that you should use high school recruiting as your base. Like, that's got to be your foundation. And people are like, well, these high school players leave and all this stuff. Yeah. There is an element to that. And that is also why you need to. That, like, yes, NIL stuff has to be important, but that can't be the only reason that you get a kid. Like, you have to be focused in the development business and not just in the, you know, yeah, we're gonna pay for the highest ranked players. I think that there's a balance between those two things, and that you need to look at the transfer portal similar to the way that you did JUCO. Like, for instance, when I was in college, Oregon State built with Chad Johnson, TJ Houshmandzadeh, a bunch of other transfers at Oregon State. And I think it was that 2000 or 2001 year when they went and played Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. So, but the issue is that they didn't then supplement that or weren't able to supplement that with, you know, enough good high school talent to keep that alive. Because I do believe that you need high school talent that's going to be willing to sit for a year or 2 years to be able to come in. And I think that the biggest thing for there is that I believe that high school kids care more about going to the NFL and their potential to go to the NFL than they do, than they care about NIL money. I think that the balance, of course, the NIL money matters, right? But I think that the sliding scale of, I'll go to Georgia because Georgia pays less NIL money than a lot of other people. And a lot of people don't know that. And Ohio State was doing that until recently. That they want the, that players will choose less NIL money if they believe that they're in a situation to get developed to go to the NFL more.
Sure. And I'm not pushing back against shortcuts. And you've always been really clear that, like, this is a pendulum. We're going to have a lot of people that take the easy money right away, realize that what they're sacrificing is one of the best things about college football, having a home, having somewhere you can go back to. You see all that stuff behind you, the Oregon helmet. Your relationship with the University of Oregon has paid massive dividends in your life. People are giving that up to be a quarterback at five different places like JT Daniels or Keaton Slovis or something like that. You know, so I get it. I absolutely get it. But I think that you've been right all along that people are going to realize that not every shortcut is for you. Sometimes it works out in your favor. Like sometimes you can afford the V12 ab machine if you're Drake and you don't got to do all those sit up. And that, like, that's nice. You know, that's nice to be able to have that. But at the end of the day, you're a baseball fan. You're a Dodgers fan of all things. Like this idea of like, can we build through the portal is a lot like the baseball argument of can we buy a pennant? And the Dodgers have had more resources than a lot of the teams, at least in the West. And they have won World Series since 1988, and it came in a shortened season.
Well, and also, though, too, the Dodgers, yes, they bought Ohtani. They bought, they traded for Betts. They also have had a number of their core players. I mean, like they're more doing what the Yankees did in the 90s, where they bought a couple people, but they had a really good farm system too.
And Bellinger was on that 2020 team, and that was an internal. So there has to be some level of balance. But if you just look at baseball and you look at the teams that are notorious for buying players, look, the Yankees, the Mets have had no success. The Yankees have not had a World Series since 2009. The Dodgers have won since 1988. The one that seems to disprove the rule is the Red Sox rattled off 4 in 14 years, right? From like 04 to 2018, but they haven't won since 2018. You do have to build. You do have to have a foundation. I think college football could probably learn some lessons from Major League Baseball. If you have the resources, you should spend them, but you need to spend them wisely. And if your foundation, if your base isn't there, if you don't have development up through the system, like, and if you have coaches that are taking shortcuts, if they're afraid to develop, it seems so like some coaches have forgotten that players are not the same as freshmen as they are at juniors.
Okay, so let's take Colorado for an example. What Deion is doing over at Colorado, I do not like people have recently. They're like, "Oh, you hate Deion and this and no." I called Deion out for, you know, for going back and forth with kids on social media, because I do think that he's above that. But I don't think that I want him to have success. Like, he was one of my favorite players growing up. But I do believe he's making a calculated mistake in trying to build through the portal instead of building through high school. And like, yes, he signed Seton, big time tackle. But you need more of those to be able to sustain your class, because once Shiloh and Shadur are gone, that loses a lot of its luster. So then the question is, when the future doesn't look as bright with your, you know, NFL quarterback, how many kids are going to be willing to sign up to play there when you're not building relationships with them in high school? So if Nick Saban and Kirby Smart and Dabo Sweeney, if they can get on the road recruiting, and they're multiple time national championship winners, you can get on the road recruiting in Colorado. And the excuse of, high school coaches would be upset. Bro, that is not true. Yes, they may be a little bit frustrated. But then they're also going to be like, all right, well, we don't have enough players on our team to be to substantiate the head coach coming. And everybody understands that.
Yeah. Okay. So a couple of things on Deion. Number one, disruptors are necessary in every industry. They are most effective when the model is outdated and bad. The model of college football players, like high school players going into college, getting developed, learning the game, growing into their bodies and becoming NFL players, that's not a bad model. Maybe the business of college football, and you've had a lot of complaints about the business end of college football, but the actual model of taking somebody, developing them and getting them ready for the next level, and it taking 3 to 4 years, that's a good model. I'm not 100% sure we needed a disruptor for that model. What Deion Sanders has made it cool to play for Colorado. He has not made it cool to be at Colorado. So he has created an environment in which if you go to Colorado and you're not playing, you got to go. And so college football.
Yeah, you have to have people on your roster who aren't playing. I mean, that's literally the definition of a roster, is that you have people that aren't playing.
Prime, he disagrees.
Prime example. Look at what Ohio.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
State, Oregon are doing. They have kids leave in the portal. They get kids in the portal, but it feels like that they are supplementing spots where they're younger at and trying to recruit high school kids that are younger and trying to replace, like, if like Oregon had some holes in its secondary and they tried to shore up the holes in the secondary in terms of. And when I say holes, I don't mean that the kids would have never been good, but that they weren't at the level that they were expecting at that point in time, being that they're trying to compete for a championship this year. And then while still trying to develop your freshmen and your redshirt freshmen that are in your pipeline to be able to take over as starters, because that's the ideal goal, is that you don't really have to hop in the portal.
Right. Right. And but we're in a position right now where a lot of people are, and I don't want to be the guy that's always reminding Deion of the things that he said. But when he got to Colorado, he said, not only are we going to revolutionize, you know, college football and college football at the University of Colorado, the way that we're going to go after high schoolers is not something that you will have seen before. We're not worried about the kids who are marked 4 and 5 star. Our coaching staff is going to be doing their own evaluations. We're going to be offering kids that don't even have rankings yet. Do you know how many kids the University of Colorado in the last 18 months has offered that Colorado was their first offer and they were unranked by either On3 Rivals or 24/7.
How many?
Zero. Not one. So he's saying a lot of stuff, but not all of it is stuff that they're following through on. You know who Deion Sanders is through his actions. And right now, Deion Sanders is somebody that's like, if we can get better at any position through the portal, you're more than welcome to come here. And the minute that we do, we don't have a use for the person who was there. Like that is how it's coming off, because you have players that came there to play for him that are now leaving. This is no longer Deion got rid of the dudes that were under Carl Durrell, because Colorado fans have, well, Deion fans have gone to the ends of the earth to make excuses for getting all those dudes up out of the program. And I understand that.
10 of them left, I think. 10 or 12 of them left.
But the people that he brought over from Jackson State, like, they're leaving.
Yep.
He has multiple running backs that he brought that left. Cormani McClain left. You made a video on this. Like, it's one of those things where if you can build through the portal, we're going to find out. We're going to probably find out in the 2024 season, because they're going to go into the Big 12.
You have to have some stability of roster. And yes, they got a whole new offensive line and everything else. But speaking of building through the portal, LSU fans are not real happy right now because they're looking at their defensive line and they're like, BK, Brian Kelly, what up, fam? What up? Mm-hmm. What up with this defensive line? And here's what Brian Kelly had to say about why he has not, gotten the defensive line to look like everybody thought it was going to look.
So the D-line, interior D-lineman, where are you right now with that?
Well, I think I made it pretty clear in a number of the press conferences that I had that we were in the market in recruiting in the transfer portal looking for defensive linemen. It hasn't fared very well, quite frankly, because, you know, we're selling something a little bit differently. And that is, we want to recruit. We want to engage, build relationships. We want to develop, retain, and have you and have success. We're not in the market of buying players. And unfortunately, right now, that's what some guys are looking for. They want to be bought. And look, I understand NIL is part of this. And we have an incredible collective. We have very, very generous opportunities around the greater Baton Rouge area for NIL opportunities. So they are here.
Okay, so I think Brian Kelly is getting to, like, that we're starting to see the market correction. That Brian Kelly sees, and other coaches are seeing, wait, hold up. I can't just pay a kid a boatload of money to come in, because I actually have to be in the business of retaining players. So I do believe, on one hand, it's a little bit of excuses by Brian Kelly. But on the other hand, he's right in that, okay, that we can't just be going out buying players. But however, I do believe that there's a difference in paying money to unproven players versus players like the kid Harmon, who just went to Oregon, who USC was after, LSU was after, who came from Michigan State. He was a proven player on the field, so he's not a player who should have to come in and prove himself to get money, because he's proven on the field, as opposed to a freshman who he should not. I mean, this is like the NFL salary cap when they moved it to the rookie wage scale when Stafford was making more than like Tom Brady. That I do think that there's a difference.
Yes. I've mixed feelings on what Brian Kelly is saying here, because I think that your values should define your actions. I don't think that your circumstances should define your values. And what I wonder when it comes to Brian Kelly is, we're striking out on defensive linemen, so now I got to come out here and come out against the idea of buying players.
The excuses, bro.
Yeah.
So what percentage of that is excuse and what percentage of it is these are our LSU values?
If you read me that quote and you didn't tell me who said it, I would say that's wisdom. And then if you told me that it came from, and you wouldn't even have to tell me who it was, it's like, so this has nothing to do with Brian Kelly bias. If you told me that it came from somebody at Louisiana State University, I'd be like, all right, I'm out. Because, because like they are in the haves, not the have nots. And and I'm not saying this as somebody who like went to Arizona State and Jaden Daniels went to Arizona State and I watched him leave, because he goes on to say like, we didn't buy Jaden Daniels. And I believe that to be true. But LSU has resources. We know this because Kayshawn Boutte lost $90,000 gambling on himself. Yep. Like, like, where'd that money come from? And so, you know, they have a lot of money there. They do. I think what it comes down to is you get outbid for a few defensive linemen, and then all of a sudden you're like anti-capitalism. So, yeah. So I agree. I agree
and
with him.
Capitalist in society. Principle. How dare we?
Comrade Kelly. I believe what he is saying to be true. It's hard to digest coming from one of the schools that not just football, but all sports, from gymnastics to women's basketball.
Yes. Yeah. They are not hurting, trying to pay players to get to come play for Kim Mulkey over there.
Yeah.
Or in gymnastics.
And before it was legal, Will Wade, like they got money. They've been had money. But I, you know, as a standalone statement, I agree. I absolutely agree. And I think it goes along with a lot of what you were saying. Like, you can't get into a business of just bidding wars for people who are looking for the biggest payday. I mean, you can in literally every other industry in America.
Isn't it a difference, though, between transfers and high school students?
Yes.
Because he's talking, oh, we want guys who want to be here. What? Of course you want somebody who wants to be there, but there's a market price for a starting defensive tackle who is going to the NFL. Like that's different than, oh, here's this hotshot five-star defensive lineman who ain't proved a damn thing. And now he wants $2 million or $1 million or half, however much the amount is.
Well,
there's a big difference between that and saying, oh yeah, we want guys who just want to be here out of the portal. Man,
and you
get a like, I if you get a Biletnikoff winner out of the portal, like, yes, he wanted to be Addison wanted to be at USC because he wanted to play with Caleb Williams. But guess what else he wanted, Ralph? Money. There were I bet you there were a bunch of other good quarterbacks that he had on the list. Was like, all right, yes, I would love to play with Caleb, but here are my other ones. But here's the bottom line price. So if USC is only willing to give me $100,000, and hell, LSU with Jaden Daniels was willing to give me $1 million, or I can go play with Drake May for $2 million, guess where he probably would have been at? He'd have been playing with Drake May at North Carolina. Like, stop. Like, there's, or he would have been at LSU. There's a sliding scale on all of these for the top transfers, and he's not looking for on the defensive line. Like, let's be clear. Brian Kelly's not looking for a freshman who he can develop at the defensive line. No, their defense was terrible last year, and he has to get it better. He's looking for frontline starters right now.
Yes. And to again, I think independent of who it came from, wisdom, but like, let's very briefly talk about who it is that is saying this. The person that is saying this over a period of 3,562 days is making, let me do a quick math, $26,027.39 a day for 10 straight years, every day. $26,000 a day, every day, for 10 straight years. So this is the man, this dude is like souped up Toyota Corolla every day for 10 years, and he's the one talking about, hey, we're not out here like trying to buy people. So that's one end of it.
You
the other end of it.
Like, you're in the business.
And nothing puts you in a position as a head coach to be extorted. Because that's how some of these head coaches feel. They're like, we're getting extorted by these players. Nothing puts you in a better position to be extorted than having the 82nd ranked scoring defense in all of college football while being in the SEC. So you get into a room with a high level defensive tackle and their handler or their mom or their dad, and they say like, hey, we're going to develop you better than anyone else. And then they check last year's stats. Are you? Are you going to develop my son better than anyone else? Or do you need him to make it look like you're a developer?
Ooh.
And then all of a sudden you're against the ropes.
Yep.
That's tough.
Yeah. And he's against the ropes and he's building in an excuse. Hey, yo, so he's going to have a different plan for next year. Bet you.
Hey, everybody that's broke is a developer, I'm noticing.
Yep. Okay. So I would agree with that, except for look at what Hugh Freeze said. I want to give you a quote from Hugh Freeze, head coach of Auburn, who did it, who proved that he could do it at Liberty. And now here's what he said, quote, the options, and he's talking about developing quarterbacks instead of spending $1 million in the transfer portal. Now, mind you, they did bring kids on officials. Now, mind you, they did bring some of them quarterbacks that were in the portal on officials.
Said, including quote, his old quarterback, right? His old quarterback, Caden Sutter?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Quote, the options that you're presented with, develop Peyton, develop Holden, develop Hank, develop Walker, or go spend $1 million on this guy. I just couldn't bring myself to do that because I wanted to put all the pieces together. For some reason, I believe Hugh Freeze in this situation. I believe two things. I believe that he couldn't get the guy he wanted, and that instead of just settling for a guy, he said, okay, so we can either pay this money to this kid, and I think that I can develop one of these other kids into that kid, versus like that. It's like striking out on what you love, right? And instead of, it's like shopping when you're hungry or shopping when you're in desperate need. If you're trying to furnish your house for a party tomorrow and you find the couch that you really like and they're like, oh, man, we can't deliver it until Tuesday. So now you're just shopping for a couch at that point in time. You're still trying to find a couch that you love, but then you finally find a couch that you can tolerate.
Steam cleaner.
Exactly.
To get your couch clean.
Yes. That you're excited, that you're mildly excited about. And you're like, I don't really love this couch. So you can either buy that couch or, like you said, or you can steam clean the couch that you have. And then maybe that will restore it and it'll be a perfect couch, a great couch, or it's a good enough couch to get you through the weekend. And then next year, you can go get the couch that you really want. And then you get it in advance, even if it takes 6 months to get. You got plenty of time. Because you order it in advance.
Yeah, I would say that everybody's been in Hugh Freeze's position. Like, I've been out shopping with my wife. She'll see a handbag and she'll be like, oh my gosh, that's the perfect handbag. I love it. And then she'll open it up, pull out the tag, and she'll be like, I don't like it that much. She set it back on the show, you know. And so I think everybody has been in that situation, and you can rededicate those resources. But I don't love Hugh Freeze painting it as like, man. And at the end of the day, it just came down to my morals. Hugh Freeze, Mr. Morale.
Hey, dude. It's funny how they get real high on the high horse. And I have friends who are coaches. So it's not that this is not a condemnation of coaches, but it's just they do the exact same things that people do in real life. So,
absolutely,
you know, so you can take it easy. It's not a good, oh, we're killing it. He hates our coach. No, we're just telling the truth.
No, I'm saying he's just like us.
Exactly.
Now
on to Boise State coach Spencer Danielson. Because he made news that ended up getting amended because the school wanted to clarify what was going on. They wanted to clarify, Ralph, because here was the headline from On3. News. Boise State Spencer Danielson announced incoming freshmen are banned from taking NIL money their first season. Quote, if you're looking for the easy way and you're looking for a handout, don't come to Boise State. So that was the quote. And here is what the amended thing says there. It was quickly clarified that Danielson wasn't putting a strict embargo in place on freshmen earning NIL deals, but that the program would not be promising or offering NIL deals to recruits or first-year players.
Which no one is supposed to do anyway, technically.
And yes, yes. So that clarification, I think, came from the pushback.
Of course.
Because it was like, hold on. You're not going to allow freshmen to make money. You make money as a freshman. And there's a lot of people that look at college football and they're like, these kids should not earn money until they earn it. Until there's a certain level of truth to that. But there's also people that get signing bonuses at their job all the time before they start their job. And they don't know if they're good at it. They get recruited from one place to the next. Don't know if they get recruited out of college. Don't know if they're going to be good at their job. It's the world that we work in. It's supply and demand. When you are in demand, you can demand more money, more resources. So I get the sentiment, but I do also think that he's trying to stand on moral high ground that is going to create a shaky foundation for his school, or he's just going to have to be like, ah, oh, damn. I shouldn't have said that. And he's gonna Dabo Sweeney begrudgingly have to do what everybody knows that he's gonna do.
I will tell you that, like, the reaction I had to this, because, like, I root for Wyoming. I'm from Wyoming, and Boise State's the bully on the block out there. And so the moment he said this, I was like, oh my gosh, he's so dumb. And then publicly, I was like, you know what? I think he's right. I think Boise State needs to stay away from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Give him money, kids, first year. I think that maybe he's wise and we should listen to him. I don't think it applies to anybody else, just Boise State.
You want Boise State to play over? You ain't this, bro.
It's our only hope. Like, they've been the kings of the Mountain West forever, like they were when TCU was there. So I thought it was funny. It reminded me, like, so I grew up with this kid. He was a hooper. And he went out to a school that was by your old school, Lewis and Clark. Have you ever heard of Lewis and Clark? It's out in Oregon.
Yep.
So we had like a last big blowout summer after he graduated high school because he was like, hey, they don't let freshmen drive. No freshman is allowed to drive on campus because they want you to get acclimated to campus life. And I remember thinking to myself, like, some parents will think this is really great, but they probably cut down their, the amount of students that they would actually be able to get on campus. And remember, he was a hooper. He got brought in to play basketball. It hurts their recruiting to be able to say, like, you've had two and a half years of independence being able to drive, but when you get here, we're taking that away. And he lasted 1 year there before he went to go play basketball at NAU. So, like, I look at stuff like that and I say, like, that's a calculated risk. I understand it. I understand that there's probably wisdom in it. But in this era, it just doesn't make any sense because, one, you're going to have people recruit against you. Two, you're going to have people on campus not making any money, looking at the friends they played with in high school who are making money. And those friends they played with in high school are like, hey, you got to come out here. You got to come out here to San Diego State. You got to come out here to Colorado State. Like, we don't have those problems that you have. And then envy takes over. And then you start to lose your team.
Mentions on Twitter, because I quote tweeted it, talked about how silly it was. They're like, what are you talking about? He's talking about exclusively from the Boise State collective that they're associated with. I was like, it's not stopping them from making money. I was like, it's the same thing. Where do you think most NIL deals come from, Slick, for players who aren't established already? And some
pre-NIL
linemen and stuff like that. Yep.
Well, pre-NIL, there was one school in the Mountain West that had access to four-star talent. One. And that was Boise. Like, you think they're going to get another Hank Bachmeier if you can't pay? No. So, at the end of the day, I'm all for it. Spencer Danielson is a genius. Don't let the administration tell you what to do. You keep that money away from those kids. Go Broncos.
Oh my God. All right. Next thing up is our top 10 teams coming out of spring ball. And we have looked at quarterback situations. We have looked at everything in between to make this top 10. And this is a consensus top 10. So anybody that is just blaming me, nope, you got to blame Ralph as well. However, we are right. We are not wrong. We are Reister, and we are not wrong in this situation because these things matter. So we'll start at number 10 and we'll get to number one. Number 10, Florida State. DJ Uiagalelei at quarterback. Norvell, the head coach. And they have done an excellent job, Ralph, recruiting. They are putting themselves in a position to win. And after getting absolutely demolished by the playoff committee, and then getting housed in their bowl game against Georgia because nobody played, they went and took a bunch of Alabama players and SEC players as well. Mm-hmm. Ralph, this Florida State team, if DJ plays really well, I think they're 100% going to be in the playoff as long as he stays healthy, 12-team playoff. But I do also believe that they're one of the teams that's going to have a chance to win it.
Yeah, they lost one of their top receivers in spring ball. I think they'll be okay. They got a lot of athletes. The moment that Nick Saban retired, man, they went to work. And you know, to get five players from Alabama, to get, you know, what, like almost 10 from the SEC. They believe they're an SEC team anyway. We'll get into that. But I think that and then you do have to factor in coaching. You do. And Mike Norvell is elite. He's up there. You saw it at Memphis. You saw it with the Florida State build. His players believe in him. They bought in. I've never heard a negative word about him. Like, post Arizona State, this dude is, you know, everybody who plays for him, everybody who coaches with him, he's a new breed. He's the guy you want to go out there and play for. And you know, he's a guy who played receiver at Central Arkansas. He wore the braids. He's from the South. And so, yeah, what is it? The braids? They want to play for him. They want to play for him. So I think that they're going to be fantastic. There has to be a dip from last year. They were very special last year, but I think top 10 is fair.
Yeah, I think they're appropriately ranked. All right, number nine. Now, this is the team I had out on the fringe, and you talked me into this one. Missouri. What do you love about them? Obviously, they have a returning quarterback situation, and they just had a couple of players drafted in the NFL. Mm-hmm. What do you love about Mizzou?
It's a long-term build. They've got some stability. They had a lot of contributions from people who were like fringe NFL players.
Yeah.
Offensive line, Xavier Delgado, guys like that. They feel like 2023 LSU.
Really?
Yeah. Like the offense is going to be.
No. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. 2023 LSU. That means they have no defense, Ralph.
Right, right. But I think they're better positioned defensively than LSU was. I think they have a level of continuity. Obviously not, you know, not necessarily at the coaching ranks, but with talent. Maybe it'll be 82nd overall ranked defense. But to me, that's still 10 wins. You get 10 wins in the SEC, you're a top 10 team in the country.
Well, and Brady Cook will be good, because the more experience that you get, obviously, and they've signed what, 5-star players, gotten commitments from 5-star players. This does feel like a program that's on the rise. But we're just talking about this particular year, because we do have a video on Unafraid Show about the future of teams over the next 5 years. All right, number 8, Utah. They have Cam Rising coming back. They've got their quarterback. I'm sorry, their tight end coming back who missed last year. Yeah. And Whittingham has done a great job. He's the definition. Like, if anybody could say we're developing kids and not buying them, and it be 100% authentic and believed, it would be at Utah.
Yeah. He can flat out say, like, we're going to pay you to get developed better than you'll get developed anywhere else, because they've got boosters.
Yep. Yeah. And they're doing their thing in the collective for the team and for their individual players. That's why, unless you're not playing there, or it was like their quarterback situation last year, where the walk-on, where he got a chance to start all year, and he was like, I don't want to go back on the bench. Like, and they probably didn't even try to keep him. They were like, no, man, go, spread your wings. Go fly, little butterfly.
Yeah. And I just want to say this about Utah, because I get this feeling from Big 12 teams as they're bringing Utah in. They kind of have this attitude of like, no, the Pac-12 just was weak and they didn't want to beat Utah enough. They didn't hate them as much as we do. No, man, we hated them very much.
Yes.
We really, really hated them. And the thing about hating Utah is it gets you off balance. It's one of those things where you start swinging wildly because you want to take them out. And they got balance and they know how to fight. And they got that one punch because you get them close and you're off that. Like, the more you hate them, the worse it is for you.
Yep.
That's just the thing. And so, like, there's this attitude in the Big 12 of like, we're going to be able to handle Utah in a way that you couldn't. And it's not going to be easy.
You are in for a rude awakening, buddy.
Everything about Utah is rude. Everything about Utah is rude.
Yep. All right. Number 7, Alabama. I think that they are this high on the list. Obviously, they are an extremely talented team. You know what I mean? Like, they are extremely talented. The other part about this whole thing is that even in their talent, you're still looking at them saying they have an opportunity to, like, they're well coached,
mm-hmm,
with Kalen DeBoer coming from Washington. So it is hard to think that this team is going to be terrible or miss the playoff, or even though that they're not as strong talent wise as they were last year, they still got the same quarterback. And it feels like Jalen Milroe could have an ascension like we saw out of Michael Penix Jr. That's what it feels like. And if that happens, it is going to be ugly in the SEC. And people are going to be pissed because they're going to be like, how the hell did Nick Saban leave and these fools are still with it?
Yeah. Kalen DeBoer is a genius. You're not going to hear a bad word about him from me. Ben Grubbs, my first reaction to him going to the Seahawks was like, oh no, that's the secret sauce. But if you're Alabama, how can you miss someone you never had? So I think Kalen DeBoer is going to be great. I think the cupboard isn't full, but it's stocked. And I think it's going to be a fun first year. And I think a big reason for this ranking is that Jalen Milroe is there and he believes in himself a great deal. And I think he's going to have some fun this year. My issue with Alabama, your issue with Alabama is we've never seen Kalen DeBoer recruit. So maybe Alabama recruits itself. It's a different world now. But year one, I don't think is going to be the issue.
100%. All right. Penn State at number 6. Their entire season hinges on Drew Aller.
And who you do not like. I said who you do not like.
Yes.
I'm sure he's a nice person, but I just want to put this out there that, like, you believe that they could win a natty with the right quarterback, and that's where you're coming from. I just want to set up because you're going to get
Drew Aller, obviously, is a very talented kid. I saw him throw the ball in high school. There's no question about his arm talent. He didn't play well enough last year. He knows he didn't play well enough last year. The coaches, everybody knows he didn't play well enough last year. So if Drew Aller can play better, if he can be one of the better quarterbacks, he doesn't even have to be the best quarterback in college football. He can be a top 15 quarterback in college football. With this defense, they have a shot to win a national championship. They got a new offensive coordinator. So the whole run and punt situation from last year, hopefully it will be changed and helped by his play. But I'm going to tell you, Penn State being not only a national championship type team, but even a playoff team hinges on Drew Aller. Because Oregon and Washington going to USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten is going to be it's not going to necessarily disrupt Penn State because they've recruited really well, but it could be a problem if they're for their long-term success. For their success this year, if they don't get their quarterback play up and better.
Yes. Right, and hold on real quick, because my big issue with Drew Aller is, if you just watched him play and you weren't paying very, very close attention, you could be like, oh, this dude's got some Brock Purdy in him. Like he can dink and dunk down the field, you know, but guess what? He's not 6'1", 195. He's 6'5", 250. He does not play like he is 6'5", 250.
No.
That's my issue. Go out there. You are bigger than everybody else. You got to go out there and look bigger than everybody else.
Man up, homeboy. All right. Yeah. Number 5, Ole Miss. Ole Miss, Jackson Dart is back. The difference between Ole Miss every other year and this year is one thing. They put the D in defense. They put the D in NIL. That's what they do.
So Lane Kiffin's a portal king. The thing I like about this team and the thing that makes me want to root for Ole Miss is, you know, that Lane Kiffin wants to kill everybody.
Yep.
As a competitor, as the Joker.
And this is their shot.
Yep. And Jackson Dart is the same way. He wants to kill everybody. Yep. Like to have the quarterback and the head coach be on that same mental wavelength of like, nobody believes we could do it. We believe we could do it. And we hate you.
And you know, when the stars align, like sometimes you run into a roster where you have a special opportunity. Mm-hmm. This is one of those special opportunities for Ole Miss. And the difference is, you don't have to make the top 4. Now you got to make the top 12. And I think that people are underestimating how that is going to play into who wins the national championship, because you don't have to be good for 1 week and then another week. No, you could have up to 4 games. Which is that's different when you got to get kids to play that well, that many games in a row, injuries, everything in between. All right. Number 4, Texas Longhorns. there's a theme, returning quarterbacks on all these teams. Quinn Ewers, he could have gone to the NFL this year, but he would have been drafted probably around the same time Spencer Rattler was, or in like somewhere between third and fifth round, probably. And this is his opportunity. No Xavier Worthy. There are other wide receivers gone. So he's got to prove that he can carry the load himself. And I do believe that Texas is one of those teams. We got them ranked at 4, but they could end up at 10, 11, 12, too.
Quinn Ewers, to me, is the college quarterback. Like, he is it's his time. We should see him take over. He shouldn't need the most elite wide receivers. He's been called the best. Like, there was the year where it was Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields coming out of high school, and people were like, who's number one? Who's number one? Who's number one? And then Quinn Ewers came in the next year, and everybody was like, this kid's actually better.
Yep.
And he has yet to live up to that billing, but we've seen flashes of it. And he's a gamer. And when he's on the field, anything is possible. And this, you never want to be totally just going in on a team because of who they have at quarterback. But I am willing to push in all the chips that Texas could repeat as a college football playoff participant based on quarterback play if they keep him healthy.
Yeah. I mean, and they're in the, and they, and they're 12th team. So it makes it a little easy.
Yes.
All right. And we like Sark. Number 3, Ohio State. The best thing that Ohio State got in the offseason, it is not Caleb Downs from Alabama. It is Chip Kelly calling plays, because their head coach, Ryan Day, who had been, you know, doing that duty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
In big games, bad game plan sometimes. His play caller was not always up to snuff, and Chip Kelly is going to do what he sometimes gets away from. Chip Kelly is going to run the football creatively all the time, every time, and then throw it over your head. He is going to be back to Oregon Day offense, where it is, I am nervous about the amount of sheer points that Ohio State is going to score, because those Big Ten teams, they're not used to seeing what he's putting out.
I'm going to say the exact opposite. I'm going to say the reason that I'm so high on this team is I think it is very possible that talent-wise, they have the best defense I've seen in college football in 20 years.
Oh, between Downs, 44 to your favorite player in high school 2 years was it 3 years ago now?
Yeah.
Tuumalau. JT Tuumalau.
JT Tuumalau, Layson Ransom. Like they're set at corner, they're set at safety, they're set at D line. They're gonna be nasty.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see people try to score on this defense. I think that take the over under on this. Ohio State 6.5 defensive touchdowns in the regular season.
Damn. All right. Speaking of good defenses, number two, Oregon. This team put together a defense. And that looks like what Dan Lanning wants. The offensive, like this team looks complete. It is with the addition of Harmon in the portal. This team feels complete. And when you have a complete team, and then it feels like Dylan Gabriel at quarterback, even if he does have an injury, you got Dante Moore behind him, who I'm not sure between him and Quinn Ewers, except for I think that he's a little more efficient than Quinn. Quinn just wowed you with his arm in high school. Dante Moore probably throws the best ball that I've ever seen out of a non-pro. Like the ball jumps off of his hand. I mean, granted, there's a difference between that and putting it together on the field all the way. But this is why everybody was so coveted after what happened at UCLA, because you're like, we can reel this in. This is one of the best things we've ever seen.
Yeah, the thing I like about Oregon is they're very proven when it comes to offensive line play. They keep the quarterback's jersey clean as well as anybody ever has. I think Bo Nix got touched like 3 times in the last 2 years. Dylan Gabriel is going to be kept healthy. So you might not have to worry about Dante Moore at all. I think that they had some holes in their secondary last year.
Yes.
That were still good players that made me wonder.
Yeah, but it was a championship level play at that position.
It wasn't championship level play at that position, but you still saw some of those guys get drafted, which made me wonder, are they getting championship level coach? That's my only. I have one concern about Oregon, and it's if they can keep things in front of them, and if they can be disciplined. You're also not
a new DB coach too, though.
That's helpful, but you're also the nice thing is, you know, I'm speaking a lot on some of their bigger games. And there is no DeBoer or Michael Penix or Roma Dunze or Jalen McMillan to worry about next year. So sometimes
on the schedule, though. So,
but Ohio State's not like that on.
Yeah,
offense.
True. Yep.
You might say yeah with Chip Kelly, but quarterback we don't know yet.
Yes, that they're the only team on this list that you're. I don't know, but the roster is so that brings us to number one, Georgia. I don't know how you could put Georgia at any other spot but number one. They got Carson Beck. They're loaded on defense, loaded on offense. I mean, like, you do want to see what their wide receiver situation is going to be, but you're also like, I trust it. It'll be okay. It'll be fine. I mean, that's the point where they've gotten to where when Alabama was even shuffling the deck around, you were like, yeah, it'll be all right. They'll figure it out. They're fine. Mm-hmm.
I would say that the thing that scares me about Georgia is that they, and this Kirby Smart thing, I believe this to be true, if you tell Georgia fans and players that they're number one, they'll still feel disrespected. They'll be like, what do you mean number one? They'll be like, oh, in the 2024 season, we think you're number one. And they'll be like, why not ever? Like that, and I don't know what it takes to insert that mentality into your players, but Kirby has done it. Like, they are delusional in the best way.
Yeah.
They go into games they're going to win by 50, feeling like people are going to count them out. Then they win by 60. Like, they're insane, and they have the talent to match. It's going to be a fun year for the Georgia Bulldogs.
It definitely is. All right. Well, you guys, that is the Unafraid Show, College Football Apostles for this week. You guys, I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amsden. Peace out. Catch you guys next week.
365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.